every so often they'd go out, bunch them up, each one knew where it was at, and maybe they'd, well, they'd, Pearl River, that was before the railroad come in. Railroad come in here in 1908, I believe. Well, the only transportation then was by oxen. And all these people in this part of the country here would get together, and about once a month or ever so often they would get together and write up a list of what they wanted. They'd have to go to Covington. It's about 20 or 30 miles below here. And they'd drive an ox team to Covington on a covered wagon and get the supplies. And timber, there was just big old yellow pine, a choice. They'd cut it and haul it down here to what they call Pool Bluff here on Pearl River, right about a mile below here. Roll them logs in the river and raft them, tie them together and float them down Pearl River to Purlington, to the sawmill down there. I remember that very well.
Was there a town here when you come up?
Well, no, not Franklin, Covington, Columbia was about the closest town. We were in Picayune, Mississippi, right across over here. It was about as close a town, you might call. It was little settlements. But you wouldn't call them a town, I don't think.
You'd go to Covington to do all of your...
Yeah, yeah. Get the groceries and supplies, farm equipment, Franklin or Covington.
Yes, sir. Was there a way to get across the Pearl?
Yes, sir. They had what they call a ferry. It was a cable stretched from one side of that river to the other, and it was, I reckon, built out of logs or something that would float, and it had a plank across it, you know. And you'd drive your team down on it. And he'd charge you a fee for taking you across the river and putting you out.
Team of oxen?
Ox and team, a horse and buggy. I remember one time going over with my uncle up here, my B.J. Williams, his family, his wife was raised over here in Picayune, not what they call Henley Field. And them rednecks would have preaching on the ground dinner all day, you know. And they'd have to go over and take in them preachings and dinner eating. I remember one time we got the buggy down here. Well, it was a surrey, it wasn't a buggy. It was a three or four seated buggy. They call them surreys. And I went along with them. I was a little fella. Went through that swamp. It's about 5 miles through that swamp. We had a road through there. Back then, I can remember on this road right here, I remember my daddy. The county or parish would designate, you got a dollar a day. And they would take a wagon and go somewhere and dig up gravel. They dig ditches alongside the road. If there's a mud hole somewhere, they'd ditch it out and come along there with that, go to a gravel pit, load that wagon up, and they had 2x4s in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd raise up a 2x4 and let it drift, sift through there, you know.